This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The weather is slowly but surely starting to get nicer around the state, which has a lot of people itching to get out there and start grilling.
And so we thought now might be the perfect time to talk about grilling for Food Friday. Jamie Previance is with us. He's the author of several cookbooks, including his latest Weber's Big Book of Burgers. Jamie, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thank you. Great to be here.
Well, in Wisconsin here, we're just at that point in the season where we're itching to get grilling. Maybe we're jumping the season a little, but everyone I know is just dying to get grilling. It's been a really long winter. So what do we need to do before we start using them for the first time after months?
Yeah, you got to pull the grill out, take the cover off, and clean it up a little bit. You know, brush that grate really well. It helps to do that when the grill is super hot. And then if you're using a gas grill, you know, it's a good idea to check all the connections, make sure you don't have any leaks. What you do is you turn on the gas, you put a little bit of soapy water wherever the connections are. If you see bubbles, then that's an indication you got a leak, so you need to take care of that. But otherwise, it's surprisingly easy, you know, just a little cleanup and you're good to go.
So the grill's up, we are ready to rock, and a lot of people go straight to the burgers. Let's start with the basics. Beef. What's the best kind of beef to buy when we're making that burger?
Well, I like chuck, and I like particularly a loose ground chuck. I think it has a great beefy, you know, meaty kind of flavor. Sirloin is good, you know, brisket is good. What you want to avoid is what's called hamburger at the store, okay? Because that really is just a mishmash of leftover stuff that doesn't really have necessarily the depth of flavor. You're getting scraps.
So if I want to make a hamburger, the one thing I should absolutely not buy is the meat called hamburger.
Exactly. It should at least be called ground beef, because by law, that can't include any fat scraps or other questionable material. And if you can get something that's pure chuck, preferably with a good amount of fat in it, you know, an 80-20 blend is nice. That means it's got about 20% fat. That's really important for the flavor and the juiciness of the burger.
So I haven't eaten beef in years, but I have to say I was just looking at your cookbook and the beef section going, maybe I want a burger. They look really good. Can you tell us about, for instance, the smoked Gouda barbecue burger?
Oh, gosh. All my favorite things, you know, beef and smoke and cheese. That's just the way my mind wanders sometimes. You put those things together and, you know, you're happy, I guess, even if you're a vegetarian. But you notice I do have quite a few vegetarian burgers recipes in the book and a lot of other surprises as well. There are fish burgers and chicken burgers and, you know, lamb burgers and... burgers are really not what they used to be, even 5 or 10 years ago. They've gotten much more interesting in their variety, and I think better in quality. You know, burgers have kind of gone gourmet lately.
I want to get more into veggie burgers in a bit, but as a stopping point, I like to cook with ground turkey. I got to say, when I do a burger with really lean ground turkey, it's a really boring burger. What can I do to rescue it?
Well, that's a good question. There are a few things to keep in mind. First of all, you're going to have to add something to the ground turkey to give it some juiciness, you know, some moisture. It doesn't have to be unhealthy. It could be, for instance, very finely chopped or grated vegetables. Onions or shallots or garlic work really well because they have these natural vegetable juices that make the burger moist and also, you know, delicious. You can also use condiments like, you know, Worcestershire sauce or soy sauce or something like that. You could use a little bit of egg in there. That helps and bind it maybe with a bit of breadcrumb. And then you just have to be really careful in the cooking of the burger. You want to make sure that you don't push out whatever juice is in there because there isn't a whole lot in there. So whereas a beef burger might be done over a high temperature, turkey burgers tend to be done over a more moderate, you know, medium temperature. And another thing is don't make them too thick because then they take too long to cook and all that time on the grill has a tendency to dry them out. So get them down to about 3/4 of an inch thick, medium heat, provide a lot of moisture up front, and they should be great.
So I've basically made my turkey burgers exactly the wrong way. I think I just hit every no-no that you listed for us.
Well, hey, that's you live and learn, right? Now you're set for the season.
And what about ground beef? Does everything you just told Rob to rescue his turkey burgers, does that hold true if you're cooking with ground beef?
Well, generally, yes, but you've got just a lot more margin to work with ground beef. So I do like to make them about 3/4 inch thick so they're not on the grill too long, although I do crank up the heat a little bit more for a beef burger because I want to get that char on the outside. I think that's part of a truly great burger, you know, where you have this contrast between that charred, you know, browned, almost crust on the outside, and then the really soft, juicy meat inside. But you can also add all kinds of flavorings to the ground beef, not necessarily for juiciness because you've already got that in most cases, but just for extra flavor to make it more interesting. I think a plain beef burger can border on dull unless you've got some stuff in there. So why not add, you know, fresh herbs, a little bit of mustard, you know, maybe some smoked sea salt, you know, some sort of interesting ground spices. It's just more exciting.
Well, I'm really interested in that beef burger now, and I want to experiment with that. But let's turn to some of those veggie options you mentioned. I think I saw something made with a chickpeas in the cookbook.
Yeah. You can use all kinds of beans, chickpeas, pinto beans, cannellini beans. They all work really well. Typically, they're bound with some sort of a grain, maybe like some quinoa or just some breadcrumb. But they tend to be very delicate. These are burgers that are sort of they have to be moist going on for the same reasons that the turkey burgers have to be moist going on, because if they're not, they're going to be dry in the end. So you make them kind of wet, and that makes them a little more delicate on the grill. It's harder to turn them. Mm-hmm. So I've got a couple of tips there. One is you actually want to refrigerate them for at least a half an hour or so before you grill them. That tends to firm them up a little bit. You still have all the moisture, but they're a little firmer and they hold together better. And if you really want to play it safe, put a griddle down on your grill, just like a cast iron griddle, or just use a cast iron skillet, and then it's going to be a lot easier to turn those vegetarian burgers or burgers made with beans because, you know, they just don't hold together like beef does.
Jamie, what is your favorite non-beef burger in this book? Because you've got so much. You've got fish going on, I think some turkey and lots of veggie burgers. What is your go-to when you're not cooking with beef?
You know, one of my favorites is a fish burger. It's actually the smoked salmon burger with it's served with a fried egg on top, which I always love. and it's got a little scallion cream cheese thing. It almost looks like a brunch item, although I eat it for dinner all the time. And it's fresh salmon that's just pulsed in a food processor and then bound with a little bit of finely chopped smoked salmon, a little bit of egg, a little bit of breadcrumb to hold it together. And, again, it's sort of my favorite stuff. It's the smokiness of the salmon. It's the char of the grill. And you got this decadent, you know, egg that you cook just ever so slightly so the yolk just kind of spills into the burger, making almost kind of a hollandaise-type sauce. And then the cream cheese on the toasted, you know, muffin. It's just a really delicious, delicious item to do. Kind of a surprise if you're throwing a barbecue. You know, I always tend to do some traditional beef burgers, but I like to throw in a few surprises as well.
Yeah, it sounds pretty fantastic.
Yeah, you got to come out here, Jamie. I can't visualize this. You got to come out here and
we
make
don't
one of these for us.
Yeah.
We're simple folk. you know, in Wisconsin, let's turn away from burgers. We love our brats here. Any tips, any advice on grilling the perfect brat?
Wow, I'm humbled that, you know, somebody from Wisconsin is asking me about brats.
Wait, I'll tell you, you're going to start 50 arguments at least with your answer, no matter what it is.
I know it. I defer to the experts here. I've been there and tasted some phenomenal brats in in all kinds of environments, parking lots and nice restaurants. And, you know, I think just the sort of the slow cook over a low to medium heat until you get that char, it's kind of like the burgers again, where there's a contrast between the outside and the inside. And then, you know, plenty of just, you know, grilled onions or pickles or whatever you like. This is not complicated food. You know, it's popular because it's been so good for so long. I do have a couple of surprises in the book, or not surprises, I suppose, but just variations. You know, I do one brat recipe with a chow chow. I don't know if you know that, but it's a southern dish. It's basically a fresh pickled dish made with corn and tomato and some onions. And it's like a relish that just goes on top. So it's an alternative to, you know, sauerkraut or grilled onions, a little fresher, a little brighter, and really delicious. So, you know, I humbly recommend that somebody from Wisconsin try that just as a variation. But never lose the original. I mean, that's the gold standard.
Jamie, you've got us really hungry. We're just about out of time. What are you grilling next?
Well, actually, I'm about to do the Extreme Burger, which is the Weber Extreme Burger from Weber's Big Book of Burgers. Is a double-decker burger with bacon and guacamole and a special garlic mayonnaise and the lettuce and the tomato. It's just the over-the-top, you know, in-your-face, decadent, everything we love about a burger. So that is on my menu today.
I don't know if I'm quite that hungry. Jamie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Jamie Previans, the author of several cookbooks, including his latest called Weber's Big Book of Burgers. You can see Jamie's 5 Steps to Burger Brilliance on the Central Time Facebook page.
And while you're there, let us know, have you gotten the grill out already, or what are you planning to grill this weekend? Let us know on the Central Time Facebook page. By the way, coming up next week on Food Friday at this time, we'll talk about farm-to-table recipes featuring traditional and locally grown foods with the author of The Nourished Kitchen.